Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. Glad to be here with you. It's Jacob Albrock, Rick Regan, in for Tommy Caster. It is Sports Daily. Tommy back in tomorrow as we make our way through a Wednesday. We'll have Royals baseball back tonight. And Royals baseball back for a little while until we hit the All-Star break. Big series coming up. We'll get more into that game tonight and look at the Rays series in just a little bit. All right, Rick, we get the Aaron Rodgers reason for the unexcused absence, as his coach called it. He had a pre-planned trip. We knew that much. But now it's SNY reporting that it was for a trip to Egypt that was booked while he was recovering from his Achilles tear. A quote from Connor Hughes giving him something to look forward to during one of the lowest points of his career. The Jets then, I think, changed the date on that mandatory minicamp, and it crossed over with the trip. And so, therefore, it was an unexcused absence that his coach and his owner didn't seem too terribly worried about. His teammates have not seemed too terribly worried about it. I have said that I'm sort of out on this. It's hard to imagine for me, Rick. And I'm not mad at Aaron Rodgers for not going to mandatory minicamp. I don't care, as long as his teammates don't care. But what gives me pause about it is it's hard for me to imagine a guy at his age coming off of that injury who, you know, it's been a long time since we have seen him play at a really high level, but it's hard for me to imagine that he can just step right in and be awesome again. Now, he just needs to be better than they were. I get it. But you know, right now we're looking at them. They're, according to ESPN Bet, the 7th best odds to win the AFC. I believe it's the 11th, you know, best odds. In best, I mean like most likely to win, you know, the Super Bowl. I don't know how this is going to work if Aaron Rodgers isn't fully committed, and he just doesn't quite seem fully committed to this, if that makes sense.
He should have been there. He should have been there. It's a team thing.
Cancel the trip and go, right?
Team thing. He should have been there. He knew when he booked that trip when he was injured.
Well, he didn't know when he booked it. He knew after.
When the trip, when it was going to be. I mean, the dates of the trip weren't, you know, those dates are kind of in stone. I don't, it doesn't make any difference to me.
But when you got all the money in the world, is it really that hard to change the dates on your trip to Egypt?
When you've got all the money in the world, how do you stay motivated to show up?
Well, I think his motivation to be great is still there. I just don't know if it's the highest it's ever been. And when you have to overcome the things he'll have to overcome physically, which is rehabbing from an Achilles tear, which is being old, I think that makes it more difficult to not be 100% all in on it. And look, he may feel like he is. His teammates may feel like he is. But he wasn't there for a mandatory minicamp, and I just think that's it's not that bothers me in some tremendous way. It just makes me not want to give it a chance to work. And by work, what do we mean? Win a Super Bowl, right? Like, yeah, they could get to the playoffs, they could do these things, but they didn't bring Aaron Rodgers into New York to get to the playoffs. Their expectation is to try to win a Super Bowl. And if he's not all in, it's hard for me to imagine. Their win total right now by Vegas, over under 9.5 wins. 9.5 wins. Do you see the Jets getting to 10 wins this year?
No. I don't see how Aaron Rodgers plays the whole season, actually. I know that's just way out of the blue, but these guys aren't completely motivated anymore.
Well, he's going to the pyramids.
He's going to the pyramids in UFC fights. He should be showing up in practice for the other guys.
He has been there for he's been there for everything else. Like, look.
Your leader.
It seems like his teammates, but move the trip. Move the trip. And here's what I will say. I don't love Aaron Rodgers. I don't hate, and I'm talking about from a sports perspective. I don't know Aaron Rodgers, so I don't, you know, have a personal feeling to him any one way. But as far as like from a sports perspective, don't love Aaron Rodgers, don't hate Aaron Rodgers. Don't have a strong lean either way. I know a lot of people do. I don't. I want to see good quarterback play in the NFL more than anything else. I want every NFL game I watch to feature quarterbacks that are competent at that level. And so more than anything else, I just want him to be that. I really root for Breece Hall. And so I want the Jets to be successful. And I think if Aaron Rodgers is, full health, ready to roll, we are about to see Breece Hall with an opportunity that he has not had before in the NFL. He has almost been hamstrung by bad quarterback play. And we know what running backs, Aaron Jones, for all those years with Aaron Rodgers. Breece Hall has a chance to be incredible. So I root for their success, you know, maybe as much that as anything else. Mike says maybe the tickets were non-refundable.
Yeah.
Well, that's sort of my point. I think even if they were, when you make, you know, $40, $50 million a year, you could probably take the hit on a $900 plane ticket. I don't know. And again, it's fine. Like, do what you want to do. It just makes it harder for me to imagine that they can achieve their ultimate success. I want him to be really good this year because I think it's an incredible story. I think it'll make Breece Hall even better.
It makes football better.
It makes football better. It's interesting. I want to see what Garrett Wilson's capable of with a great quarterback because I think he's incredible. Again, like all these really good players that have been hamstrung by just some of the worst quarterback play in the league for a while, I want to see what they're capable of. And they just can't do it if Aaron Rodgers can't give them something. And at the end of the day, with all of it, the other really tricky part, Rick, is we don't even know what version of Aaron Rodgers we're going to get yet. That you know, even if you don't factor in the injury, and you have to factor in the injury, especially when it is that injury, you have to factor it in. Yes, Aaron Rodgers, when you go back to 21 and 22, was your MVP, right? Incredible seasons. 2022, his last full season in Green Bay, is okay. It was certainly better than what the Jets have had, don't get me wrong. But it was all right. 26 touchdowns, 12 interceptions, a far cry from where it was a couple of years before that. So, you know, if you look at that, we don't even know what kind of quarterback he still can be. Can he be what he was in 22? I think that's where you have to sort of draw the line, because you cannot expect him to come back and be the, you know, the back-to-back MVP guy of 20 and 21. You just can't expect. That's totally unreasonable. Well, so can he get back to what he was, you know, his last year in Green Bay?
Think of how he was at the end of last. I think
that's the hope.
Think of how he was at the end of last season. He was throwing the
ball.
The last
season he was healthy.
Of this season. Right, the last season. No. I mean, at the end of this past season, when he was saying,
I'm rehabbing his Achilles.
Yes, but he was throwing the football. Oh, could he come back for the last game? Could he get a play? I mean, Aaron Rodgers may be in great shape. He says, I don't need to go to practice because I just risk myself. And so I'm skipping. Then again, as the leader, you show up for the other guys. I saw an article where it showed the non-committed mini camp, the one where they don't have to show up unless they want to. And five or six of the top money-making quarterbacks in the league were with Aaron Rodgers, looking at pyramids, and Patrick Mahomes was at that practice. And he was throwing to guys, because he's the leader of the team. And you hear talk of that all the time, that Aaron Rodgers, or that Patrick Mahomes is, you know, dripping down on everybody else on that team. And they're all picking up his kind of attitude. Aaron Rodgers is going on a break. Is that the attitude you want to drip onto all the guys on your team when you're the Messiah? Let's face it, they treat him like he is everything. He is completely the coach. Lets him be what he wants to be. Ownership lets him be what he wants to be. He's not really held accountable a whole lot. It doesn't appear to be. And I think you got to go do that for the guys on the team. You're the man. If you're the man, you got to go be the man. And you can't just be the man when they see you on, you know, the ultimate fighting thing Saturday night.
Too many distractions. I agree. Too many distractions. Again, I hope it works.
Well, it's $25 million guaranteed. I don't understand how these guys get motivated anyway. Ever since the Tatum deal popped up on TV, $60 million a year. When you're making $1 million a week, Jacob, how do you get motivated to go to work?
What do you mean? You're motivated to be the best.
You're making $1 million. Your off time is going to be pretty distracting.
You don't get to that point where these guys are if you're not already motivated to be the best.
I know.
And I think it's that simple.
I understand.
You're motivated to be the best.
I understand. I just don't understand.
I think it is $1 million
a week. Jacob, I give you a job. You pay you $1 million a week. How many weeks do you work at that job? Maybe it's just my age. But you pay me $1 million a week after about a month and a half. You know, hey, I've been here an awfully long time, folks. Got my $6 million.
We all have different motivations. Your motivation isn't to be the best at it. I think when you're talking about Jason Tatum, when you're talking about Aaron Rodgers, I think one thing that is crystal clear about Aaron Rodgers is he wants to be the best. He wants that pretty badly, or he wouldn't still be playing.
He wants to be famous.
And a part of that is being the best quarterback. I mean, that's a part of it too. Nothing makes him more famous than he's not going to be nearly as famous, maybe infamous, if he comes out and falls flat on his face this year. I think the chances of that are fairly low. I think, you know, the floor is probably still better than what they had. Well, it's not probably. His floor is certainly better than what they've had. I don't think it's as much a motivation to be the best. It's just like, does he still have it in him to do the things it takes to do to be the best? Because at his age and coming off that injury, that has to be more probably than he's ever given it ever before. He's got an eye on politics. He's got an eye on entertainment. He's got an eye on all of these things. Can his eye still be on football enough to do it? I think it is perhaps and probably the most interesting story, at least of the early NFL season.
The greatest guys in the history of sports. Jacob, you never would have asked that question.
Correct. Not at their age. Again,
never,
toward the end of their career. Right.
Never would have asked them.
And we've never asked it about Aaron Rodgers before the last few years, to be fair. Like, it's only now a question for him. But even when Tom Brady was, you know, Tom Brady, did you ever question whether Tom Brady loved football?
Come on. Of course not.
Right? Did you ever? And Michael Jordan, we questioned whether he loved basketball there for a little stretch. He didn't. He played baseball.
I don't know. I just watched the Jordan thing again over the last couple of days. I watched all 10 of them again. The dance, the last dance. I had to. There's nothing else.
Do you ever question Patrick Mahomes that he loves football?
Never.
That it's his top priority? And put family aside, because that's not fair. But, you know, professionally speaking.
Guy's a football player, right?
You ever have that question about, I don't know,
When Patrick Mahomes is doing all his commercials and everything, do you ever think that that's distracting, that that's like not, like, no.
No, because it takes like a day. It's fine.
And it's him. They're all fun.
It takes no time.
Yeah, I mean.
Those things don't take the talent involved in them, which is what you would call that. That doesn't take them very long. But yeah, he's spending his offseason flying guys down to his, you know, to Texas to throw him, you know. And he's a lot younger. Listen, he's a lot younger than Aaron Rodgers is.
Did Aaron Rodgers take – maybe Aaron Rodgers took some wide receivers to Gaza or to
Egypt.
Giza, whatever. Maybe he went to pick cotton.
We'll see. I don't know. I don't know how this is going to go for Mr. Rodgers, but I hope for Breece Hall's sake it goes really well. 869-1240. You can leave. We've got some comments on that on our video streams as well. You can see those there. Facebook, YouTube, X. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. It is Sports Daily. We'll get more into this Royals series, the Rays series. We'll take it a little game by game, look ahead to that a little bit, and take you through the rest of things. We'll look at it from a betting perspective. Anything out there in the Royals game that we might want a little action on tonight? It's all coming for you. Jacob Albrock, Rick Regan in. It's Sports Daily.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.